This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Trump allies subpoenaed.
More than 30 people associated with former President Donald Trump.
Ukrainian forces on the move.
Pushing just 30 miles from the Russian border.
Paying respects to Queen Elizabeth.
We are all kind of sharing the same feeling of grief, of loss.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New developments in the federal investigation into former President Trump's actions after the 2020 election. CBS's Scott McFarlane on moves targeting people close to him.
More than 30 people associated with the former president have received federal grand jury subpoenas, some of them in the past week, and at least two of them had their phones seized as well. Multiple knowledgeable sources tell CBS News the investigation branches into at least three areas. The alleged attempt to submit fake electors to overturn the 2020 election. Also, the money spent to overturn the election by Trump's super PAC Save America. And finally, into Trump's Stop the Steal rally January 6th.
Now to Ukraine, where government troops have recaptured about 2,000 square miles of territory in recent days. It's a counterattack that has raised questions in Russia about the war effort. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Seizing the momentum, Ukrainian troops continue their remarkable advance as they win the admiration of liberated towns and villages. Our troops were so smart, said this woman. The Russian soldiers ran away so fast. They planned this really well. It's a crushing defeat and a decisive strike against Moscow's ability to resupply their forces. They left all their explosives and ammunition here, said this Ukrainian soldier. Away from the battlefield, hard questions for Putin on state-run television, which usually only pushes Moscow's line. It's either full-scale war or we get out, said former parliamentarian Boris Nadezhdin. And policy expert Viktor Olevich exclaimed in disbelief, you say everything's going according to plan? You really think 6 months ago we planned on leaving and repelling a counteroffensive?
Britons are mourning their queen while their new king gets to know his subjects in a new role. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
The Queen's coffin lay at rest through the night in Edinburgh's cathedral as thousands filed past.
4.5 hours, that's fine. Even longer if we had to.
She means so much to everybody, and it's just heartbreaking that she's gone.
King Charles III is in Northern Ireland today receiving condolences from the anti-royalist leading party, Sinn Féin. Local politician Naomi Long says the near universal respect for the late Queen will likely transcend any tensions.
People can recognize, I think, greatness in a person irrespective of those buildings issues.
Here in London, an eerie scene overnight as troops rehearse tomorrow's massive military procession, which will carry the Queen's coffin from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall. People have already begun waiting in line for the official lying in state, which doesn't begin till tomorrow afternoon. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
TV royalty gathered last night. Succession won Best Drama, Ted Lasso Best Comedy to headline the Emmy Awards. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on some of the moments that stood out.
I am an endangered species.
Stunned at winning her first Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in the ABC comedy Abbott Elementary, Cheryl Lee Ralph, the second black woman to ever win the award, stunned the audience with a show-stopping speech.
This is what believing looks like.
It was a big night for first-timers and people of color after the Television Academy faced scrutiny a year ago for a lack of diversity in winners.
Lizzo!
Among the victorious newcomers, recording artist Lizzo, taking home her first Emmy for her series, Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. Someone fat like me, black like me, beautiful like me.
Hiya. Star Lee Jung-jae becoming the first person from a foreign language show to win Best Actor in a Drama, upsetting favorite Jeremy Strong of Succession. And Squid Game's director came out on top too.
I truly hope Squid Game won't be the last non-English series to be here at the Emmy.
And more wins could be on the way.
Season 2, I'm working on it now. I believe I have better script than season 1. Whoa. So.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A tentative deal's been reached to end a strike by school teachers in Seattle. It began last week, and today is day two of a three-day walkout by 15,000 nurses in Minnesota. A school bus driver south of Salt Lake City has been placed on leave and is under investigation after videos surfaced of her threatening to shoot children on the bus after they told her she made a wrong turn. In Massachusetts, President Biden urged a new national purpose in an effort to end cancer as we know it and cut cancer fatalities by 50% over the next 25 years.
Imagine the possibilities. Vaccines that could prevent cancer. Imagine molecular zip codes that could deliver drugs and gene therapy precisely to the right tissues. Imagine simple blood tests during an annual physical that could detect cancer early.
It's expected a government report today will show an August slowdown in the acceleration of prices. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Oil and gas prices are down, yet other categories of the inflation report are not going to show great improvement. Food costs remain high, as does shelter and many houseware items.
A Connecticut jury will begin to hear evidence today to decide how much money conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay relatives of 8 Sandy Hook school victims. Last month, a Texas jury ordered him to pay $50 million to the parents of one child. Trouble for Jeff Bezos' space outfit, Blue Origin, after a rocket with no people on board failed after liftoff in West Texas.
That triggered an automatic abort. The capsule made a successful landing, but the failure was a clear setback for Blue Origin, and it's not yet known how long it might take to figure out what went wrong or when flights can resume.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Jazz legend Ramsey Lewis has died. The In Crowd with Lewis on piano. He was a 3-time Grammy winner and had 7 gold records. Ramsey Lewis was 87 years old.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mountain communities in Washington state are threatened by a wildfire that's out of control.
Law enforcement agencies say half of the people in the Level 3 Get Out Now evacuation zone between the towns of Gold Bar and Skykomish have not yet left. This man who lives within that zone did evacuate, but he explains why his neighbors, including his own brother, did not.
A lot of folks are retired. They've moved up there to live a nice, peaceful life, and that's all they have. So to leave their property means to give up everything, and they just can't face doing that.
Evacuees are staying at temporary shelters that have been set up at fairgrounds and at churches. Nicole Jennings for CBS News, Seattle.
Heavy rain unleashed mudslides in a mountain area east of Los Angeles that burned 2 years ago, sending boulders and other debris across roads and prompting evacuation and shelter-in-place orders for thousands of people. Officials going house to house to check for anyone trapped. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.